You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We have another edition of Is This Bad?
Okay.
Is this bad? Is this bad that I brought my niece and nephew back candy cigarettes that I got in Kansas City?
Now, oh my gosh, before, I forgot about those.
Yeah. Before you answer this, Ginge.
Okay.
I would just like to, for those people who are like, what the hell is that? There used to be candy cigarettes. It looked like there was a pack of cigarettes.
Yep.
And then you would open it up, and there was like a, it was thinner.
Yeah,
like
they were thinner. Yeah, definitely.
It almost kind of looked like a...
like a golf pencil, but even a little smaller.
Yes, a golf pencil.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to say like a sucker stick.
That's like actually more accurate.
It's like on the end of the sucker, and then you put it in your mouth, and there's like a little red thing.
Yep. So
to resemble.
You pretend you're smoking.
Yeah.
Literally, and that's like what we used to do as kids.
And obviously, you might be saying that. How ridiculous is that? Why? Right. That was just kind of
that was
what
just
it
a
was.
Common thing because everybody smoked and kids wanted to look like adults.
Yes. Yeah. So they had candy cigarettes and then you could eat them.
I'm not going to lie. Cigarettes. I did not know they still existed at all.
You know what? Me and you both. That's why I was excited about
you
it.
You went to like the Mad Men gift shop or something.
We went to a candy store in Kansas City and because. Dude, Emily loves candy.
It does
she? Loves candy. Yeah, she loves candy. And I'm like, hey, let's get something for my niece and nephew who are 10 and 8.
This isn't really important, but what's Emily's favorite candy? I'm just kind of curious.
Sour Patch Kids, I believe.
Okay. That's one of them. I love candy, so I just kind of wanted to hear if her and I really had something common. That's a great candy.
She likes that.
Is it bad? Okay, yes, go ahead.
One more thing I almost forgot about.
I need the facts.
I couldn't find the cigarette gum.
Oh, okay.
And now this isn't gum to prevent you from smoking. Right. This is actually, there was also another candy where there was gum wrapped in this white casing.
Uh-huh.
And if you blew on it, there was puff that came out of it. And the puff was like powdered sugar.
Wow. I don't know if I ever had that technological advancement.
Oh, and then you rip the paper off and then you chew it. Then it's gum.
Oh.
So I couldn't find those cigarettes, but I was like, what a great find. Like, I didn't even know that they still sold candy cigarettes for kids.
I'll tell you this. No gift says Uncle Fotch more than candy cigarettes in 2020.
Yeah?
So, I think it's on brand, buddy.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
All right, I was worried about that was bad that I introduced
good.
Them.
You're just showing them history.
Yeah.
I mean, you're teaching them a thing in these troubling times. Yeah. They need you more than ever.
Luckily, my nephew is like, these are terrible. And I'm like, hey.
The candy isn't.
You have another cigarette until you like it.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.